Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
But the whole week has been really a lot of fun.
Yeah, this is the crown jewel of the week. And boy, we should expand this beyond football and talk about hockey sweeping at number one Minnesota and cross country winning a Big Ten championship out in Verona area on that Zimmer course. But you're right, it's been a big week. And on a Thursday night, the Building Champions event happened here on campus. And this is the project that is going to be the biggest fundraising project in Wisconsin athletics history, trying to build a new football indoor facility. It's going to cost $285 million. And collectively, UW Athletics is trying to raise $70 million. And so that fundraising initiative kicked off with a great event. You were the MC of it, did an awesome job. And Ted Kellner was there to be honored for he and his wife, Mary, giving the $20 million leadership donation to that initiative, which is just amazing. But Joe Thomas was there, and Barry was there, and Coach Fickell spoke, and Brady Collins got them all juiced up, the strength coach, and it was a really great event and it part of this big week. Season tickets for next season went on sale, and the early returns were incredible. Over 600 new season tickets were sold in the first day. By comparison, it was about a quarter of that last year at this time, and I think that speaks to the excitement, the momentum maybe with this program, also the fact that Alabama, Penn State, Oregon all come to Camp Randall Stadium. So, yeah, this is a big deal when Ohio State comes. Well, next year there's going to be three of these games where you get a major brand coming into Camp Randall. So, back to tonight's game. This is a big spotlight game. It's NBC's first time that they've come here to do their big Saturday night broadcast. So, with that becomes the pregame show that's going on down here in the corner in front of Bucky's locker room. There's antics with Ron Dane's going to be banging a drum in front of the student section to start the game. James White is here as the honorary captain. There's a national radio broadcast going on. Barstool Big Cat's doing his show down the street, and he's going to be running around on the sidelines. No signs yet if he's going to have a chest painted like he did at the basketball game against Purdue a couple years ago, but there's a drone show happening at halftime. There's pyrotechnics in the pregame and a light show when the teams are announced. Rose Lavelle is here, the World Cup hero. Just there's so much excitement, and these games have a mystique. Night games at Camp Randall, there's a magic to it, and the teams performed pretty well. Wisconsin has won the last 8 night games here at Camp Randall Stadium. The last time they lost, 2016, to this Ohio State team, the last time the Buckeyes came. So there's some magic, and hopefully there's another game left in that magic tonight.
And part of the magic for Wisconsin is a young man we just talked to in the last segment, Will Pauling. You know, Marvin Harrison is, as we said, he may very well be the best player in America. He has been targeted 42 times. Will Pauling, in a much quieter way, has been targeted a lot lately, too, for Wisconsin. This young guy is really delivering, isn't he?
He is, and especially when you put it in terms of kind of Wisconsin wide receivers and where his quick start, his ranking. And at Illinois, he had 7 for 95, and he's been credited with at least 11 targets in each of the last 3 games. He's becoming a favorite for these quarterbacks, whether it's Mordecai or Locke. Against Rutgers, he converted 9 of 17. Wisconsin converted 9 of 17 third downs. 3 of them were from Pauling. Locke threw to Pauling 6 times on third down last week, connecting 3 times for a first down. So it's not just catches, it's catches in big moments. We obviously saw him catch his first touchdown pass against Illinois. Now, the fact that a slot receiver is leading the Badgers shouldn't surprise us. Phil Longo gushed about his love for the slot position, and last year as the OC at North Carolina, slot receiver Josh Downs had 94 catches and over 1,000 yards and 11 touchdowns. Now he's on the Indianapolis Colts doing big things as well, but Wisconsin's looking for more explosive plays. That's what they really want to focus on. And Chimray Dike is the only wide receiver in the rotation averaging more than 13 yards per catch. Last season, when Long was at Carolina, 3 wide receivers were over 13 yards per catch, and 2 tight ends. So the big play is where they're trying to get more out of. Will Pauling made a couple last week.
So Ohio State comes in here unbeaten and certainly a serious national championship contender. We're not into November yet, but they're certainly in that mix. So the question of the week Are they vulnerable, and if so, where?
Yeah, that's a great question, and I thought Phil Longo gave an interesting answer to that this week when he was talking about it. Usually on offense, they try to identify 2-3 weaknesses in the other team, and it's not a disrespectful thing, but it's where they might try to attack. And at practice, those guys that are scouting those positions might wear a different colored penny or a beanie on their helmet. And he said this week there were none. There were no pennies on the field. There aren't any weaknesses. But if you're looking at statistics, where it might be is Ohio State's run game. They've averaged 127 yards rushing per game. That's 10th in the conference. Getting Henderson back will help, certainly. Last year he had a 121 against the Badgers. And the trouble is Wisconsin's defense hasn't exactly thrived stopping the run. They rank 10th in rush defense. But here's one maybe difference maker. Quarterbacks that can be mobile is a big part of what has hurt Wisconsin. Last week, Luke Altmyer ran for 100 yards. Cam Ward had half of the rushing yards when Wisconsin lost to Washington State. Hudson Card had a few big conversions at Purdue. Well, Kyle McCord, the quarterback for Ohio State, is not that player. He has minus 31 yards rushing this season. So, yes, Ohio State is undefeated, but when they've looked human, it's when they've had the inability to run the ball. That's been the indicator. Their narrow win at Notre Dame, they held them to under their average and just 1 yard in the decisive fourth quarter. They had 16 yards rushing in the first half when Maryland was tied with them 10-10 at the half. They finished with just 62. And last week against Penn State, when their offense wasn't explosive, they only had 79 yards rushing. So Wisconsin has to stop that run, try to make them one-dimensional. It's not easy, but if there is a vulnerability, that might be it.
And if you can get them into those tough spots, this crowd will go bonkers. Any help you can get from 76,000 or so would be greatly appreciated. Thank you as always, sir. That's Patrick Hurd. That is tonight's Badger Notebook. Our pregame coverage continues. Coming up, we'll hear from head coach Luke Fickell. Brought to you by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. This is Badger football from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Maybe your hometown celebrates long-standing Swiss traditions. Cow chip throwing. Or even classic car muscle. Everyone has a hometown, and every hometown has a festival. Senex wants to hear about yours. That's why we're launching the Hometown Throwdown. Tell us about your fest, and it could win $100,000. Learn more at SenexHometownThrowdown.com. Senex, powered locally.
As the leaves change color and the air turns crisp, it's time to get your set of wheels ready for the autumn adventures ahead. Stop in today to your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store for all your vehicle's fall essentials. New wiper blades, motor oil, fuses, air filters, and more. Or you can find whatever you need online at mybumpertobumperstore.com. We offer same-day in-store pickup or convenient ship-to-home service. Now that's bumper-to-bumper. Service is the difference. We get it.
You have one new notification from Cleary Building Corp. This is to remind you if you're thinking about building a home, storage facility, or commercial building, make sure your building has a Cleary Shamrock on it. At this time, we urge you to visit clearybuilding.com immediately to speak with a sales specialist to get you the building of your dreams.
I couldn't have said it better myself. Get the best warranty in the business at clearybuilding.com today.
With the Badgers, every touchdown is more than just a touchdown. It's a testament to the teamwork, elbow grease, and can-do attitude it takes to make it to the end zone. And while our fields aren't the kind you throw passes on, Case IH knows every successful farm is more than just a farm. It's the product of top-notch tillage, planting, harvesting, hay, and forage equipment at the hands of hardworking growers. Settle the score with superior tools by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers. On Wisconsin.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life.
Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through! Yeah.
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Badger football lives here.
Touchdown, Wisconsin! Jim Leonard brings it all the way back!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger, because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's Macy's Friends and Family. Get ready for the holidays with an extra 30% off brands that rarely go on sale with your coupon or Macy's card. And take 15% off fragrance, skincare, makeup, and more great beauty gift ideas. Or shop specials they'll love while supplies last, now at Macy's. Plus, Macy's Star Rewards members earn on every purchase except gift cards, services, and fees. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply. Find something so you at Macy's Friends and Family.
Do you have questions about your retirement? Ameriprise financial advisors Shannon Moon and Jason Kramer can help. With the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach, you'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap to get you where you want to go. Call Shannon and Jason today at 715-421-2250. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
James here, host of the new Sunrise Show on Wis Country 105.5 WIRI. We're on the air live every weekday from 7 to 8 a.m. to start your day right with...
More Garth. More Reba.
Winona.
Yeah, but also the National Day of Calendar.
Brooks and Dunn.
Country news.
Brooks and Dunn.
This day in country history and your requests, plus the country legends.
More Garth. More Reba.
That you know and love. It's coffee, conversation, and country. Every weekday from 7 to 8 on 105.5 WIRI, Wis Country.
Winona.
Corrections. When they had to make plays, they made a few, didn't they?
They did, and that's what ultimately it comes down to. They did move the ball, and we didn't make some plays on third down, but then ultimately we did make the play on third down to get us the ball back. And the great thing is we did it in a timely fashion that we didn't have to use our timeouts as well. So it gave us a little bit more confidence no matter what the clock said it had on it, you know, to be able to have those timeouts too. I think that just talking with the offense, that's one of those things that, boy, just opens up a lot of things for you. So it's a good thing the way the defense did get us off the field, didn't have to use some of those in the situation in order to get the ball back.
It sounds like Ohio State is getting closer to full strength. They're talking about Travion Henderson, so on and so forth, the Mecca Buka, but I'd be a fool if I didn't start this by talking about Marvin Harrison. I mean, just, we know about his father. Marvin's even taller. You got about 4 inches on him. But what is it, as you study him, you and your staff, what is it that separates him from most in this game?
I don't know that there's a weakness, you know, and that's the unique thing. Sometimes guys are really fast and you think, well, okay, if we can get hands on them, then we can disrupt them. And then there's guys that are really tall and you say, well, you know, if we can stay off them, they don't get in out of their breaks as well. The unique thing is he's kind of a combination of everything. He's got size, he's got speed, he's as fluid of a wide receiver as I've seen. You know, he goes deep, he comes inside. He really has the whole gamut, you know, and I think they do a great job at using him in many different ways, obviously getting the ball, but also in using him to draw more attention to give us some other opportunities for others.
Yeah, I was going to say, and those others are pretty good in their own right, correct? I mean, I know they've had guys in and out of the lineup, but it seems like their depth is as good as...
Yeah, it is. It is. It you know, sometimes that's probably the toughest thing for them is just finding ways to move the ball around as many guys as they do have. But, you know, I think that's what Marvin does. It looks like he's an unselfish guy. You know, people kind of roll to him or do something and ball goes the other direction. It doesn't seem like he's a guy over there complaining, so that you could tell that the morale seems to be like it's a pretty good thing, and that's what makes them in my opinion, so tough to defend.
Defensively, quickly on Ohio State, I know they're not giving up big plays. That's an area they wanted to improve upon from the end of last year, but it seems like there's almost always a difference maker there. If it was the Boza boys, if it was Chase Young in more recent years, Tui Moloau is maybe one of those guys on the defensive line.
That's what I think that I've, and I haven't studied them in the last few years, but collectively, just from what I have seen, like, again, there's not a bunch of weakness. Is there a Chase Young? Is there a Nick Bosa? I don't know exactly, but difference being that, you know, the kind of everything, they got length, they got speed, they play really hard. They've done a great job at not giving up big plays.
Stop surfing the dial. You found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
We've never seen this before, where a company's just kind of like owning it. And like, yeah, we are, but what are you going to do?
That's no defense, by the way.
No.
You got nothing then.
What are they paying their attorneys? Hey, Google, search engine, how to find a good attorney.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers, so we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Let's face it, we're all on the go. Go to work, school, sports, appointments, family gatherings, you name it. Get on the road hassle-free with A Street Auto. With a wide range of inventory, financing options, and excellent customer service, you'll be on the go in no time. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff is ready to help you find a car you deserve, priced to fit your budget. Shop their virtual showroom at 8thStreetAuto.com. Then stop by for a test drive.
Go, go, go to 8th Street Auto.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news, talk, and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Sports allow us to play, learn, and grow. But there's something more important than victory. At the U.S. Center for Safe Sport, we believe every athlete deserves to be safe. Safe from abuse and misconduct on and off the field. We equip athletes, parents, coaches, and others with the right education to recognize, prevent, and respond to harmful behavior. Join the movement to champion respect and end abuse at uscenterforsafesport.org.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn. Israel is upping its attacks on Hamas this weekend. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu says they've opened a second stage in the war by sending ground forces into Gaza, and there are concerns the expanded ground operation will put the hostages in further danger. CBS's Linda Gradstein is in Jerusalem.
In a statement, Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar said that if Israel releases all Palestinian prisoners from Israeli jails, Hamas will release what he called all prisoners held by the Palestinian resistance. He was referring to the 230 Israeli hostages, including women and children, kidnapped 3 weeks ago. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the war against Hamas has entered a new stage and will be a long conflict.
Meanwhile, Gaza residents described the bombardment as the most intense so far. Former Vice President Mike Pence is out. He's decided to pull his name from the Republican presidential race. CBS's Jake Rosen tells us he was struggling to raise money.
As the primary deadline for the South Carolina primary is just 3 days away, the cost of that is about $50,000. And that was a significant expenditure that also calls for more campaign fundraising that he just doesn't have right now.
After a two-day manhunt, the man who went on a mass killing spree in Maine has been found dead. CBS's Laura Hafley is in Lisbon.
Maine Governor Janet Mills said Card's body was found close to the river in the nearby town of Lisbon Falls.
I know that law enforcement continues to fully investigate all the facts.
18 people were killed in the attack. Jeep maker Stellantis has reached a tentative contract agreement with the United Auto Workers Union. The deal leaves only General Motors without a contract with the union. Another potential strike, this time for Boston's custodial workforce. Mike Macklin is with CBS Boston.
The 12,000 union members voted to authorize their leaders to call a strike if they don't have a deal in place when their current contract expires in 2 weeks. Manny Pastrich is president of the Service Employees International Union Local 32.
We're fundamentally fighting for fair wage increases to protect our health benefits. Many of these jobs are part-time, so people are trying to make a living on 4 or 5 hours a night, and we're trying to create more full-time jobs.
And Airbnb is using artificial intelligence to prevent people from booking houses for Halloween parties. It's flagging anyone who lives close to the rental and tries to book last minute for just one night. This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
The brain is unpredictable. Sometimes it works with you, and sometimes it gives you a hard time. But one thing's for sure, getting your thoughts out is therapeutic. If you keep them bottled up, you can get exhausted, overwhelmed, or prone to outbursts. When you talk to a BetterHelp therapist, you can just say what's on your mind. In fact, the more honest you are about your thoughts, the better your therapist can help you sort out what's most important. And that makes you a better parent, friend, colleague, you name it. Life doesn't owe us any favors, but finding happiness doesn't have to feel impossible. With BetterHelp, just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a licensed therapist who shares your values. And it's easy to switch therapists anytime, for no additional charge. Plus, you can schedule appointments that are convenient to your schedule. Give it a try and say whatever's on your mind with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/remedy today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/remedy.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. He broke his leg, blew his chances to play basketball in college.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broke in two. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety. Protect yourself. Don't fall for fake products.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance of snow tonight, otherwise cloudy. Lows around 28, northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. High of 39 tomorrow. Tomorrow night, lows around 21. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 36.
To the news, saw a pretty lady who could only see.
Music on Civic Media. We are local music with Simple Company and Dying Generation.
Wow, that was awesome.
Oh, yeah, they're great.
Simple Company. Simple, where are they out of?
They're out of Madison.
Serious?
They joined us in studio last week on MaxIncRadio.com.
But I couldn't be
and,
here.
And don't worry, you can get the podcast right now, Terry, at MaxIncRadio.com.
Thank you for the reminder and all. Everybody, you really should listen to it because... If that's a sample right there.
Yeah,
wow.
I believe their catch or their marketing slogan is new classic rock.
Oh, I like it.
I do too.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
Straightforward. Yep.
Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy to have you along doing the local or independent music from around the country tonight. I am playing a couple of national songs tonight later.
Mm-hmm.
I want to throw you for a loop. We'll talk about that later on. I want to know about your Halloween costumes right now, though. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Call or text in the Civic Media app.
Yeah.
So when I was in eighth grade.
Oh, you've got the story ready.
Eighth grade, I decided I was going to be my grandmother for Halloween.
What?
So I grabbed her clothes, a dress, like a 1930s dress.
Are there photos?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. In the family photo album, there are photos. Yes. I had boobs. Big boobs, because my grandmother was a big woman, you know.
So what did you use to fill yourself out, Jimmy?
Socks, clothing, washcloths, whatever. It was a great concept. The problem was, first of all, pantyhose end up being somewhat warm and constraining.
Yeah, they're a pain. Aren't you boys happy you don't ever have to wear those?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You're probably a little lumpy, too.
You know, I had to go with the pantyhose because I didn't want to shave my legs.
Of course. Yeah. Of course.
I also elected to go with high heels, which was a poor choice. Mm-mm.
Jimmy in high heels. That's got
to
be a
sight. And you should have probably walked around in those for a week just to get used to those.
I didn't do that.
I
didn't do that. So I'm surprised I made it out of Halloween that year alive. I was trick-or-treating in the Arbor Hills neighborhood at that time.
So are you the kind of guy who would, you know, bring along the big plastic pumpkin, or did you use like a
I had a pillowcase.
Pillowcase.
Yeah, pillowcase.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
You expected a lot of candy.
Well... We couldn't.
Yeah.
I was wearing my grandmother's clothes. We didn't really have money to go to the Halloween store to get a bucket and a proper costume.
Okay.
That was my thing. What's yours? 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Terry, do you have a costume that you regret?
You know, there have been a lot of years where we went all out, and then there have been other years where nothing, you know? I am recalling, though, one of my best girlfriends, and this is back when we really did go all out, and she said, I'm going to show up and you guys are not even going to know it's me, and it was true. This is bad, though. She dressed up like a dead JonBenet Ramsey.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
The bartenders even were like, we don't know if you should be in here with that costume. Oh, it was bad, you guys.
You know...
So that... For me, that still takes the cake as the worst costume ever.
I remember I went to Fish in Atlanta with some buddies, with a bunch of hippies. So Fish in Atlanta on Halloween, on the way to, was it the Omni, I believe, in Atlanta at the time. There was a guy dressed as Jesus Christ with blood all over him. And people wanted to hit him. Because they were mad at him.
Down there in the Bible Belt.
Isn't it funny? It's easy to remember the bad ones you've seen.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. What is your Halloween costume, either good or bad? We want to hear about it tonight. Happy Halloween to you. Number 27, Daniel's here. We're going to have a chat with him and hear his brand new music next on Max Inc.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Why choose Weikert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weikert-LakePoint.com. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Let's meet at the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, handcrafted in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. Enjoy lunch or dinner on the patio with live music and good times. The Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, 132 Market Street, and online at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
Jimmy K here for the UPS Store. Every small business owner knows the secret to success is to surround yourself with a great team. The UPS Store is part of my great team. Whether if it's printing banners, brochures, business cards, or posters, it's the UPS Store. Plus, the shredding, notary, and mailbox services are the best. The UPS Store, Northgate Mall on North Sherman Avenue and Essex Square on East Town Boulevard in Madison, and online at theupsstore.com.
You're listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people, and the people should be for the radio. I am the funky drummer, Clyde Stubblefield, that said that.
We can work with that.
Okay, brother. Thank you.
This road before, and I think I've run this race in vain. Another hope dashed to the floor, but I do it all again. It's insane, insane. Heard it time and time again. Yes, I've been told there is. Fix my gaze, yes, I will claim my prize someday, someday. We'll be right back. this road before, and I think I've run this race in vain. Another hope dashed to the floor, and I'd do it all again. It's insane, when I've given all I can, left without one plan, I will rise above, I will rise above by grace. I will rise above by grace. Yeah. Oh, by grace.
Seacon Civic Media, we are local music. That is Rise Above from number 27. Make sure you check out the webpage right now at MaxIncRadio.com. Get the latest podcast. Rocker has been feverishly working his entire life to post podcasts to MaxIncRadio.com, and they're available right now for you at MaxIncRadio.com, Rocker. Good job, brother.
Thank you, Jimmy. Yep, day and night, working all the time. But new website looks good. All the information is
we
there.
We were messaging each other at 4 a.m. the other day.
Yeah.
4 a.m.? Yeah. Nothing ever happens good at 4 a.m.
Oh, we got this whole discussion.
Lots of show planning
discussion.
Happens at 4 a.m., Jimmy.
That's when I go to sleep.
I know. You're a rock star.
I know.
All right. Well, we just had the first listen to this brand new, not even released yet music. I love when this happens. This is the group made up of, I'm going to just say, a bunch of all-stars. Really is. The number 27 band. And here to talk about it, lead singer, guitar player, well-known Madison area musician, Daniel Anderson. Welcome to Max.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Daniel, yeah. We're so excited to have you here.
It's a pleasure to meet you.
Let's start with the song we just heard. It's a couple, actually many, on the upcoming album that's going to be released in about a week. What can you tell us about Rise Above? What is it about?
Oh, wow. I'll put it to you this way. Mm-hmm. My counselor says, hey, when you're working through your own troubles, go back and read your lyrics.
Oh.
And I learned a lot about that. But with Rise Above, it's just the concept of the reality that this life is not easy.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not promised it's going to be. But for me, it was like this. I wanted to connect with people to say, hey, I'm not giving up. And there is an opportunity to rise above the floods that come our way. And
that's awesome.
So that's kind of the concept of the song. I wrote it, probably 7 years ago.
Wow.
And actually not long after that, I had kind of a mental breakdown. But when I sing it, it reminds me of that.
So you've been sitting on that particular song for 7 years?
Yes.
Wow.
I'm glad you have released it now. I mean, glad we got to play it.
It was played live, of course, when we were back together in 16. But as I said, this album took 16 years to make. So
isn't that incredible?
I know.
Wow. Yeah. But here it is.
The baby has finally arrived. Yes. And we're so excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's dig into the band's history. This is the first new music from the band in several years. So if you're listening and you haven't heard the number 27 band, you probably think this is a new group. But yeah. Daniel, you actually have a story about when this new music was actually made. Can you explain that?
Yeah. So 2003, I opened a recording studio called Boxcar Music Studios. And you know, I was like 32 years old. And I wanted to kind of put together a band that I was very interested as far as stylistically and so on. So it's kind of like an Eagles meets a Tom Petty kind of thing.
Wow.
And we wanted four-part harmonies. We wanted to have two dueling guitar parts, you know, that kind of stuff. I started working with Mike Tully, and we brought in Justin Gerstner on drums, who's, you know, been in Northern Pines Band and was at Baghdad Scuba Review. And we have Jim Finley from on bass from Go Play God. And it, I mean, it was just a super group.
Wow.
And so we started rehearsing, and the idea was to record five songs. And Mike was connected to, you guys remember the Music Mafia? Down in Nashville? Yeah. So he was connected to them, and we did these five songs, and he sent me down there to basically try to get them to listen. And so in 2003 or four, I think it was four at this point, I came back, and nothing really came from that. And unfortunately, Justin quit, our drummer. So we had these five songs, and we tried to continue on with other drummers, but it never happened. We never found the right drummer. So in 2008, we just called it quits. So we had these songs recorded and never did anything. Fast forward, right after that, we started the trio. Yeah. And the trio was an acoustic version of Number 27, me, Katie, and Mike. It was so hard trying to get that first version going again, but I said to Mike around 2015, I said, hey, Mike, what would you think about plugging in again? And if you know Mike at all.
Yep. Yeah. I can see
there's
it.
A face there.
Yeah.
But we did. And we put together 27 2.0 and had a whole bunch of new music. And so we started playing those out, like Rise Above and Chase This Love and so on. And I said, well, let's do some recordings. So we fast forward then to 2019 when it gets released, and we kind of just stopped. We got tired of playing together. But I wanted to honor everybody who played on the record. Mm. And I wanted to release this. This is like a project that's been going on forever. So there's a really great satisfaction for me and for the 14 players that were involved. Oh, if you look at the album. So that's the story. I mean, and here we are. We thought, well, we haven't done a release party yet, so let's do it. And we're back together again with a new crew.
That's a great timeline for, you know, the history of the band.
Oh, gosh.
Appreciate that.
Yeah.
You know, back in the day, the older stuff was kind of classified as like American rock.
Yes.
Is that still true with the newer music, you believe, or is that kind of the direction you want to go?
Yeah. And we had this phrase we coined, and it's going to be on our t-shirts we're going to be giving away. Number 27, unapologetic American rock.
Yeah.
It is.
I like it.
And I don't know where the unapologetic came from. But
well, you should never
apologize. No apologies.
go ahead.
I was just looking, and I saw that Scott Bussey is listed as playing. Is he playing drums for you guys?
Not anymore.
Okay. He was
he was there for 2.0. Yep. And Scott and I were in several projects. He's an amazing drummer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And brought
yeah.
so much to the table. but he retired his drums. He doesn't
even
really?
Own drums
anymore.
Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't know anybody retired anything like that. Wow.
So I'm looking for a band to do this with. And I'm like, okay, me, Mike, and Katie for sure.
Yep.
I needed a bass player and I needed a drummer. And I play in a jazz band, believe it or not, called Cold Fusion, and Mark Fairchild's going to play drums, and a friend of mine, Josh, bass.
So, nice.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So this number 27, this album release is actually now going to happen.
It finally is.
It's going to be Sunday, October 29th at Comeback Inn. That's on East Wilson Street in Madison. I love this. Starting at 5:30.
Yeah.
We love these early shows. We totally support these. How excited are you and the band to actually get this out there into people's hands?
Yeah, I know. We're super excited. And yeah. We've been having fun rehearsing. You know, it's...
Oh, good.
It's cathartic.
Yeah.
To go back.
Are you guys playing the whole show yourselves, or do you got a supporting act?
Yeah, I decided not to do the supporting act. Okay. I'm like, you know what? We're just going to do this.
Nice.
So it's going to be about an hour and a quarter. Most of the music from the album's on there, and then I released a solo double album in between all of that, and there'd be no number 27 without that either. So,
where's the real quick number 27? Where's that name come from?
All right, so I'm a Model Train fan, and my studio was called Boscar Music Studios.
Okay,
the number 27 you would see on the side of a steam engine.
Yeah, yeah,
and
chugga chugga choo choo.
So we were trying to decide the name, And my friend was smoking Marlboro number 27.
Oh, so. Blend 27.
We landed on 27, which happens to be one of my favorite numbers.
Are you a real train fan, like Amtrak or freight trains? Whatever?
Yeah. No, if you come to my house, Amtrak. You're going to see all kinds of books and stuff on
Well,
trains.
Hopefully the band continues on. I know I was asking you about that earlier. You guys need to go have some photos done in front of a train or something.
Oh, my gosh.
In front of old number 27.
Yeah.
With a pack of cigarettes hanging out.
Oh, funny.
Once again, the album release here for number 27 is happening mm-hmm. at the Comeback Inn on East Wilson here in Madison, October 29th. Comeback is a great venue.
Oh, it's going to be fun.
Awesome beer there. I love the beer selection there. That's going to be great. How do we keep up with the band and you? How can we get the news for number 27?
Yeah, I would say the best way to do that is my website, which is boxcarmusicproductions.com. Because all of my bands, other acts are on there. And that's the easiest way to do it. Yeah.
Okay.
Awesome. We're going to play the song Chase This Love. Tell me about this song, Daniel.
Yeah. I wanted to write a fun song. one of, not so heavy, not so deep. Of falling in love. And I wrote it for my wife.
Oh, we love that. Oh, man.
Daniel, thank you so much for coming in today.
Yeah, congratulations. Thank you, guys. Yeah, we appreciate it.
It's number 27, Chase This Love on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Relax. It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Well, I missed you in the morning.
That's brand new Candace Griffin on Max Inc. on Civic Media. Mm. We are local music. Love the brand new Candace Griffin.
I do too.
So good.
I love her. She's just fabulous.
She is. Hey, thanks to number 27 for coming in.
Daniel Anderson in for the whole band, of which 16 people, he said, have played on the album that's coming out next Sunday.
The music is so awesome. We didn't even get a chance to talk about what you're touching, the vinyl.
I know. In vinyl and CD.
That is so awesome.
And he said at the show next Sunday, I come back in 5:30. They're going to give away shirts too.
Oh wow!
I know.
Is he leaving the vinyl for you?
Yes.
Oh wow!
Would you like to share it?
Oh wow! Joint custody of a vinyl.
I think we could do that, right?
We'll have the lawyers meet. My people will meet your people, Terry. I love it.
I know you and I both just have a fascination with vinyl.
I really do.
Nothing better.
Hey, we got a double dip of a new band out of Milwaukee. They're called Lady Bird. Lady Bird. Alan Robinson from Herbal Aspects is going to stop in next hour as well. We got some news about the 9 o'clock hour.
He's
as
always
well.
Trouble.
Right now is Ryan McGrath, Three Black Crows on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Three black crows on a telephone wire. Three black crows on a telephone wire. And one says, "Man, I'm a gun for hire. I'll go downtown where I'll inquire." Two black crows on a telephone wire. Maids in the front church pew. Three old maids in the front church pew. One says, "Lord, not a thing to do. Looks like all my days are through." Two old maids in the front church pew.
Problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to the Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
You can read the reviews. Excellent service, outstanding food, fun environment. But why not enjoy Fajitas Tapas and Bar in Middleton yourself? Fajitas Tapas and Bar is open 4 to 10 Monday through Thursday, 11 to 10 Friday and Saturday, 4 to 9 Sunday. And though new, it's already a top 10 pick on Yelp. Find your unique flavor and fresh ingredients at Fajitas Tapas and Bar on the corner of Parmenter and University, downtown Middleton. Call 608-203-8048.
Hi, I'm John Peterson.
And I'm Gordy Young.
Check out our brand spanking new morning show here on WMDX Mad Radio starting this Monday, 6 to 8 a.m.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
Yes, as we were saying, it's the John and Gordy Show.
Join us Monday morning at 6 a.m.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.